This is Patch and Switch on the road to Microsoft Ignite, and we are going to talk about today what to expect at the event.
It's kind of a grab bag of a whole bunch of little different tidbits that we can share with how to prepare and attend and get the most out of the Microsoft Ignite conference.
Now, we've been to a lot of conferences, a lot of very big conferences. You remember COMDEX?
That's a large one. I heard registration just opened for those guys, but that's another topic. That's another show we'll talk about. But the biggest thing about conferences, regardless of their size, is be prepared to walk. It's a known fact. I've even seen guys take scooters to events. They're so large. I don't think it's required for this one, but be prepared to walk.
I don't know that you can bring a scooter.
They might block it. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the main thing is you will be walking between sections. You will be able to go in and track a lot of miles on your counters for being able to track your number of steps. But walking involves getting from to and fro, and also involves what most important piece of equipment?
Oh, your shoes.
You got it.
Do not wear new shoes. You can bring new shoes if you spent the previous 3 weeks prior to the event walking around in them in the house, right? You know, people do that so they don't get all mucked up and stuff, but and they've got to be broken in.
Walk backwards. It breaks them in faster.
That's a myth.
It works, man.
It's
works.
A myth. All right. The other thing to bring, another important thing, I have to give all the credit in the world to the designers of the HVAC systems inside of convention centers.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you what, they have got cooling down to a science.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn into an icicle very quickly inside a convention center. So it suggests that you bring a light jacket, a hoodie, something that you can pack around with you,
or
very easy to carry with you.
Or a jumper.
A jumper or a sweater. Yes, absolutely.
And I was about to say, don't forget to also, while you're walking around with the jumper, the sweater, the light jacket, take periodic breaks outside to be able to get some sunshine, to be able to warm up and get some fresh air, and then come back in again.
Yeah, because you don't want to, we've lived, having worked at a lot of conferences, where we don't see outside for several days.
Mm-hmm.
Not a way to go. So highly suggest taking those breaks outside. Speaking of taking breaks, let's talk about food and snacks and some of our pro tips there. Now, unfortunately, with our schedule, we tend to lose track of time and realize, oh, crap, we missed lunch, because lunch is a scheduled window.
Right.
So one of our pro tips that we have is we always carry with us some sort of little snacky protein bar kind of things.
Yep, protein bars, beef jerky, granola bars, that sort of stuff. We just happen to have some of those in our bag ready in case you happen to miss something. Sometimes they're provided.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't know the details on this just yet, but sometimes they're provided at periodic afternoon or morning sessions too.
Yep, you'll get some snacks. There's plenty of beverages, plenty of water. Bring that water bottle along with you to fill up the water. But we like to have snacks with us because we don't know what our schedule looks like. Mm-hmm. Even we can start the day with one idea and it completely changes. So it's always, always good to have that flexibility. If you are going to bring a device, a laptop, a phone, something that you're going to be taking notes on.
We know everyone's going to be bringing a device of some kind.
Absolutely. Be a good neighbor. Be a good neighbor. So make sure that one pro tip is bring one of those portable power strips with you so that you can share power. Because the power, typically, it's along the back walls.
Right.
That's about it. So everybody's rushing for those, right?
Hanging out by the back wall, sitting down by the floor.
Right.
Why not share the plug? I actually have a little small power strip that has four connectors on it, and the pigtails ain't about that long.
Works absolutely great. And be a good wireless neighbor. Turn off your streaming sites. Don't stream the latest episode of whatever TV show it is during the session. Be a good wireless neighbor and allow that. These are just a few of the quick tips and tricks that we have as we head on the road to Microsoft Ignite. Make sure you follow us on Twitter @patchandswitch. You can also get us on Instagram with that same @patchandswitch. And we're also on Facebook.
Don't forget to tag all your posts with #MSIgnite.
It's facebook.com/patchandswitch. Until next time, we'll see you soon.